T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:15, the 21st of September. We've already reminded you of that. Hot and humid, unseasonably warm. Highs in the 90s, going to be that way through the weekend. And there is some tropical weather that they're watching that could approach the Caribbean, but it's still a long way out. They don't even know if it's going to develop or where it's going to go. So I wouldn't get anything in a knot or anything like that. Just, you know, listen to WWL, check in. We'll let you know if there's anything you need to know. Or you can download the Odyssey app and you'll get push notifications. But highs of 94 today, maybe some record heat tomorrow, highs of 96, sunny, hot of 90, highs of 90 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, maybe a few clouds, chance for showers on Monday, but then a cool front comes through, nice breeze, which is going to bring the high temperatures down 82. Not the case, I'm guessing, for Andy Smith, our guest director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay. What's the weather going to be like there?
Overcast, gray, mid-60s.
You lucky dog, you. Let's talk about, Jordan tells me you met Mike Pompeo the other day. What was he doing up there? And I will piggyback on that with, what other bigwigs have you met throughout your career in New Hampshire? And do you have any tales about them? Are they any different than they are in real life, et cetera?
Well, Mike Pompeo, I'm sure, was just up here to see the foliage, although he's about a month early, several weeks early for that. No, he was up here giving a speech.
He's there to see the foliage, but he's a month early. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So he's politicking.
You know, yeah, he's up here giving a talk. There's been a long-standing political sessions, bipartisan event called Politics and Eggs up here. It was breakfast speeches, and it's both Republicans and Democratic candidates come, and it's been going on for 25 plus years. And so candidates like to get to this because it's typically kind of like a business audience, a business and political audience. It's not just the regular folks, and they come up and test the waters a bit. So Secretary Pompeo was up and giving his talk and his views about where the world is and what needs to be done to get the world back where it ought to be. So he's making the rounds, and he's not the first one. So far, a couple weeks ago, former Vice President Pence was up here, and I just saw yesterday's mail. I got a letter from Rand Paul, who's going to be up here again. So, yeah, the crowd's coming back.
You know, as you say that, it makes me think that if you look at the, in my estimation, disproportionate effect of New Hampshire and Iowa, and I don't know if they've changed the schedule this year or not, but on the presidential candidate selection process, should we know something about New Hampshire politics? Does it turn into a local race for them as well? Because they say all politics is local. And I guess while the ultimate goal is to become president of the United States, the first step is to be a perceived front runner, which means you got to convince the people of New Hampshire to vote for you, which goes directly to New Hampshire politics. Because does my flow chart work there?
It does. The thing to remember about New Hampshire politics is it's actually fairly similar to what you see in the country politically, not necessarily demographically, but politically. It leans Democratic, but it's a state where the Republican Party is more or less kind of a traditional Republican Party, although it's become more Trumpy in the recent years, as the rest of the country has with the Republican Party. The Democratic Party here is more liberal than the rest of the country is, and that's why you see candidates like Bernie Sanders able to win up here pretty convincingly, but not do well in other parts of the once they get out of New Hampshire. But the Republican Party, it's pretty it's more moderate and far less. Far less concern about social issues in the other parts of the country. New Hampshire's routinely either the least religious or the second least religious state in the country. So the social issues just don't resonate here like you see in other parts of the country.
Somebody texted in. I guess they're trying to be sarcastic. Ask him if he can use some more illegal immigrants in New Hampshire. But I think it is interesting to ask as a tactic if that's something a Republican governor would consider doing or has considered doing, and how would the people of New Hampshire respond? And I ask that only with the backdrop of, in the context, if New Hampshire resembles the country, well, then how is that strategy working politically? Andy Smith is our guest director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Being in New Hampshire, he really does have his finger and doing what he does for a living on the pulse of national politics, particularly presidential politics, and Senate and House as well, the House of Representatives, Senate of the United States. We'll talk more about that when we come back at 6:20. That's time for traffic on WWL. 6:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Andy Smith, our friend for a long time, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. It never fails, whatever political scientist I talk to, and Andy Smith has been with us for a long, long time. I always get texts, Andy, accusing you of being a liberal or a conservative, which amuses me how people can view the same thing, the same exact words that you said, so differently. But let's get to the
That's a good sign.
You know what? I feel the same way sometimes when I go home where, well, if I got Republicans and Democrats mad at me, well, I guess I'm doing my job, although it would be a lot better if they both liked me, but I don't think that's can happen. Tell me about this illegal immigrant situation. If Ron DeSantis or a Republican governor were to ship or fly some immigrants up to New Hampshire, how would that be received? And I ask only because you said New Hampshire does, maybe not demographically, but politically represent the United States. And that leads to the next question of, as a strategy, how's it playing out?
Well, I don't think they'd send anybody up here because we do have a Republican governor.
But I'm just wondering about the response. Okay, the response of the people in the state, because you said it was just about the same as the country, right? So I guess I'm just trying to get to how is this gambit working, this political gambit for them?
Well, I think that it certainly makes good. It's a lot of news for them. It's a lot of news for Republicans, and it's good political. And I say this in a polite way. It's good political theater. It's not something that they're going to do. Although into Martha's Vineyard, that's more of a poke in the eye to the liberals in Massachusetts, the wealthy liberals in Massachusetts who don't really have to deal with the day-to-day consequences of illegal immigration like folks in the southern states do. But I think if you did it in New Hampshire, it would have the same sort of reaction that Republicans would say, see, this is what happens. And they would be pointing at the liberal Democrats in New Hampshire and saying, this is what you get. So I think the reaction would likely be the same. There are a couple towns in New Hampshire that are sanctuary towns would face the consequences. And the towns tend to be quite heavily Democratic and quite wealthy. And I think if they sent a busloads of illegal immigrants up to those towns, they would face the same sort of mixed feelings that the folks in Martha's Vineyard faced last week.
All right. So the midterms coming up November 8th. Tim, our political expert, told me he knows because it's always the week after the Alabama game. Is that right, Tim? After the LSU-Bama game. That's his point of reference as a degenerate gambler. How is it shaping up, Andy? What are the big issues that, as you see it, people are going to vote on?
The economy and inflation, I think, are the big ones, because those are things that impact people every day. Our polling is showing that that's certainly very high in the minds of Republicans. Among Democrats, we're seeing that the economy is up near the top. Abortion is more important to them as well, than certainly more important than it is to Republicans. And Donald Trump is on the, he might as well be on the ballot as far as the campaigning that you're seeing up here for the on the Democratic side. But it's going to be close. I'd say the Republicans lost some of the advantage that they had early on, but it's coming back. You're starting to see people solidify. And it's really important to remember that you and I talk about this stuff all the time. We have to pay attention to it. But most voters aren't really paying that much attention to the election, and they're just starting to now that Labor Day has passed. And I think it's going to probably be a good Republican year, but not as strong as it could have been. Like, it's not going to be like 2010, in my view.
So I guess the people with the R behind their name are going to vote for the Republicans no matter what. The people with the D are going to vote for the Democrats no matter what. What percentage of the country do the independents comprise, and how important will that be?
Independents really are about 15% to 20% of the voters on any given election. And even that's probably overselling that, because most of them are going to vote consistently one party or the other. And it's important to remember, though, in midterm elections, the people who are independents, they're more likely to stay home than our registered Republicans or Democrats. They just don't follow politics as much. So they're not going to be as critical. What's going to be critical is whether the parties can get their base out to vote, because that's midterm elections generally are elections where you have to mobilize the base.
Interesting as always. Thank you, Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Enjoy the foliage when it does indeed begin to turn. 6:30, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.